This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Gadget Show in Birmingham, England. I'm here with David from GN Resound. Their new Lynx product is the first smart hearing aid. David, do you want to tell us a little bit more about it?
Thanks, Andrew. GN Resound is a company that manufactures hearing aids, and we have just introduced and launched the world's first made-for-iPhone hearing aid. GN Resound 4 years ago first launched wireless hearing aids using 2.4 gigahertz technology to stream sound directly into the hearing aid using ancillary devices. With the new Resound Lynx product, we are transmitting directly from iPhone, iPad, or iPod using Apple's Bluetooth smart technology, streaming audio directly from the device to the hearing aids with no ancillary devices in between.
And is this primarily for entertainment purposes?
This really brings a whole new world of technology to those with hearing loss. Traditionally, people with hearing aids really can't engage with mobile technology in the same way as those of us with normal hearing. So, for example, using earbuds listening to music, it's quite frustrating to have to take hearing aids out and put earbuds in to listen. And also, those earbuds won't be producing sound at the required frequencies suited to their hearing loss. Also, just simply using the iPhone to take phone calls can be quite challenging for people with hearing aids. By streaming all audio directly into the hearing aid, it really allows them to engage in technology and certain possibilities. One example that's really quite new for those with more severe hearing loss is actually it's quite difficult to speak on a phone because those with hearing loss will still use a degree of lip reading to get that extra auditory information. We find there are some users that are starting to use FaceTime. So, example, the grandmother talking to the grandchild on the phone. And they can actually make a phone call using FaceTime and add in those visual cues from lip reading.
Okay. And without, I guess we're probably seeing a more tech-aware generation getting older.
Absolutely. And let alone some of the damage that we're doing to our ears with headphones and music concerts, where in the past a lot of hearing loss might have been led by industrial-induced hearing loss, we're probably more likely to have noise-induced hearing loss really from music and other loud sources. But the hearing aid itself is a little bit more than just being a hearing aid. It is a very top hearing aid, similar to other top devices in the market. But through the Apple technology, we've been able to bring in other functionality that wasn't available up until this point. One example is we have the Find a Hearing Aid feature. Hearing aids are very, very small these days, very invisible and very, very light. So they're actually often easy to misplace or have fall off the ear. Using geotagging, we can actually find a lost hearing aid. From a distance, we can find it on a map where it can actually take you to the house or the building where you lost it. And then within the near field, we can actually use proximity sensing to get close to the hearing aid.
That sounds pretty handy.
There's other features that we have in the hearing aid where you can start to adjust the hearing aid to specific noise environments. When you do research of hearing aid users, one thing they really want is to be able to control the way their hearing aid sounds specific to certain noise environments. So, for example, they go into a loud restaurant. They can choose programs using their iPhone to select the best sound for that room, and sometimes that's just not enough. On the Resound Smart app, they can actually go into a section of it and adjust the treble and bass of the hearing aid. So, for example, if I'm talking to a loud restaurant and I really can't hear you because of loud background noise, I can adjust the high frequencies through the treble and drop down that background noise by reducing the bass. And if I'm going to a restaurant that I regularly go to, or a pub or a cafe, I can actually save that in my favorite locations by geotagging it. And the next time I go back to the pub, it's going to ask me if I want to go to my favorite settings. And I can accept those settings, and it'll adjust the hearing aid for how I like it in that building.
I have to say, that is pretty clever. Pretty clever.
It really is about opening new opportunities. And I think with the world of apps, and by incorporating that within a medical device, we really don't know what the future will be. There's endless possibility when it comes to apps. And by connecting our hearing aid to the Apple iPhone or iPad, it really opens up all sorts of possibilities.
No, that's great. I take it, is this product available now?
We've launched both in the US and Europe, and it's available as of now in all markets around Europe.
Okay, and if anybody's interested, the website is?
They can go to gnresound.com, but also there is a specific website called Resound Lynx. linux.com, and that's Linux, L-I-N-X.
Look, thanks very much indeed, David.
Thank you very much.